This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
No.
Oh, God. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:08. We're doing open phones, 1-800-774-0093. We'll be drawing for Christmas names here momentarily. See who's got a buy for who, and then Nine's Pigskin Punishment will be the 8 o'clock hour, where Gay Timmy will be coming in to give him frosted tips.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Just the tips, though.
Someone asked me, they said, does that mean what I think it means, or should I have to go to Urban Dictionary?
Oh, no.
And I said, as far as I know, it just means the tip of his hair is going to be blonde. He's going to look like he's in a boy band from the 90s.
Yes.
But now.
Yep. Does it come with an earring in your left ear?
God, if you walk around with Fat Boy during Thanksgiving, people are going to think half of NSYNC is walking around Greenville. They really are.
Might not have to worry about that. He don't like to go anywhere.
Wait, walking?
Instead of Tribbles waiting on him, he never shows.
1-800-774-0093. Let's start with some Thanksgiving problems. You want to go to Anonymous first?
Absolutely.
Anonymous on line 4. Good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. What are your Thanksgiving problems?
Okay, so a little bit of backstory. We used to always do Thanksgiving for my girlfriend's side of the family at her mom's house. And she always tried to accommodate to everyone. I'll get to that part. You know, we would even come down to having two different Thanksgiving dinners just to keep everybody happy.
Mom and dad are divorced or split up?
Well, they're together, but it's all within the family that's the problems anyway. So half the family, you know. So the major problem... one of the cousins has a black boyfriend and a mixed baby, and half of the family is okay with that. But then there is the other half of the family, which is, you know, grandpa and his wife and that generation on that side of the family. Grandpa is very openly racist. And, so usually they would split the Thanksgivings up. The cousins would all come to one, and then the grandparents and the aunts and uncles and everything would go to the other one. Well, now we're doing Thanksgiving at our house, and I'm staying out of that family drama. That's my girlfriend's family, so she's dealing with the drama.
Yeah.
She told them, this is my house, and whoever I want to be here for Thanksgiving can be here, and whoever doesn't like it doesn't have to come.
Ooh. Yeah, I got you.
So now there's the whole, the mom is upset because, you know, grandpa's old. He has heart
problems.
Oh, what if, you know, grandpa could have a heart attack or something? And then she says, well, he doesn't have to come.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's either get with it or not.
Yeah, I mean, like she said, it's our house. So whoever we want to be there will be there. And whoever doesn't like it doesn't have to come.
Well, yeah, that's simple as that.
I don't know what the problem is. I mean, I know what the problem is. I totally get it. But, I mean, your house, your rules.
Exactly.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, whatever you want at your house is what you have at your house. And if they don't like it, they go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Or stay home and be miserable.
That's, and who knows, maybe it'll be that Thanksgiving miracle where grandpa says, you know what? I'm tired of living like this, and I want to be accepting of people.
Well, see,
that I'm accepting of people, but not on Thanksgiving the kid is so-called mixed. And the boyfriend's black. Does that mean you're white, sir?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
That's what I was getting at. He's never had a problem with me. Yeah. Well, at first he did. But I've been with my girlfriend now for 8 years, so over time, I guess I just grew on him.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows? Like you said, maybe Thanksgiving miracle, we could hope.
Well, let's be honest. The chances of that happening are slim to none. But regardless, like, I'll tell you a quick story. When I was in the fifth grade, when we lived at Poe Mill, I had a birthday sleepover at my house. I was turning 10 years old, and I wanted to invite all my friends. There were eight friends. One of my friends was a black kid named Thomas. Well, long story short, when some of the other parents found out, listen to what I'm about to say. This is in 1985. This wasn't in the 40s, 50s, or 60s. This is 1985. Some of the other parents found out that Thomas, the black kid, was going to be at the sleepover and wouldn't let their sons come to my sleepover. And it caused a big stink. And so the kids would come to school and they'd say, hey, my mom and dad aren't let me go to your sleepover. I was like, why? And I said, because Thomas. I started crying because they were mad at me and all this stuff. So the social worker brought me in. Sweet, sweet lady. Her name was Daisy. She brought me into her office and said, what's the problem? I said, my friend's parents are racist, evidently. Won't let them come to the house. So long story short, Thomas came to the party and like, three of the kids were not allowed to come to the party.
Which is how it should have been.
That's what they thought.
Yeah, you shouldn't disinvite him because other people have a problem.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
I was like, this is shocking to me.
Did you stop being friends with him because that was the right move?
Hell no. I loved that dude, man. He had a tough time. He really did.
I'll talk about the other kids.
Oh, no, screw them. But no, Anonymous, hold fast to that. Hold steady to it, man. Something you said early on made me think that you were calling in with that situation. So if you grew on them, so will this. That's all it takes. It's all it takes, man. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving.
I'm not worried about it. All right, you too, guys.
All right, see you, brother. And another example, lady I went to church with was so anti-gay. Just everything she ever brought up in church was anti-homosexual. Mm-hmm. Her son came out of the closet. Guess what? She's suddenly pro-gay.
Yeah, she's going to like pride rallies and stuff.
Yeah, remember I told you that. Sometimes it just takes you being directly involved to kind of make you realize it ain't the way you were brainwashed or maybe even raised.
Well, we saw the same thing with the old conservative anti-medical marijuana congress people their grandkids would get sick and have seizures, and then all of a sudden they support
CBD oil
medicinal
okay.
marijuana and CBD and all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's just if it comes home to you in some form, all of a sudden you're more accepting. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, man, just people are people, man.
I mean, the fact that he said he doesn't have a problem with me, but the other way, so do you or do you not? You can't pick and choose.
Yeah, you can't pick and choose.
You're racist or you're not.
It's either you are or you're not.
Well, it should be that way. I mean, you know, your disposition shouldn't be around anybody like, well, I'm going to judge you as being wrong until you prove me right.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't be based on skin color. That should be based on anything.
Give them the benefit of the doubt until they open their mouth.
But shouldn't you read history and know what Thanksgiving's all about before you judge people on their color?
When we stole all the land from the Indians? Yeah.
Gave them smallpox?
No, but not I mean idea. To bring people at the table.
Yeah, it's supposed to, you know, again, spend it with people you're thankful to have in your life. That's what it's supposed to be about in my eyes. It's supposed to be a day to spend with people you are thankful to have in your life, not a day of stress and misery.
A message right now or in some way? I like it. I'm very sure. I'm not being, I'm very serious when I say that. Life is too damn short, man. It really is. And if some of you are cussing me out right now or going to change the channel or whatever,
that's on you.
Adios. Adios.
Yeah.
My conscience is clear. Where should we go, Flobo? Jimmy?
Let's see. Who's on? Who else on? I got to look and see who's here. We're going to take line three.
Line three is Chris in Forest City. Hey, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, sir, how about yourself?
Good.
Excellent. What can we do you for?
I just had a simple request.
Yeah.
My mom passed away this year, beginning of the year, and she was P1 crazy bitch.
Oh, I didn't know she passed away. I'm sorry, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And her birthday's coming up on the 28th, and I would want to see if y'all could play her saying P1 crazy bitch on the radio.
She loved Avenged Sevenfold. I remember that about her.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I can still hear it. It's P1 crazy bitch.
Oh, man.
If we have it and Fatboy can locate it, we certainly can play that.
I know we got it on something.
Yeah, we have it somewhere. Just got a matter of finding it, but we can probably find it between now and then.
If you don't mind me asking, if it's too personal, just tell me, but what happened, if you don't?
congestive heart failure.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm sorry. Golly bum. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah, she was 41 years old.
Yeah, I know. Man, oh, man. That's bothersome.
God, we met her, too. She was great.
Many times.
It was fun.
She used to call me all the time when I spoke to her about that.
Oh, about God. I'm sorry to hear that, brother.
Sorry to be the bummer or the bad news this morning. But.
Oh, no. I mean, again, that's life. That's a great example of how short it is.
It is. It's a part of life. Loss and death are parts of life.
She was one of the best Hot or Not players we ever had.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
She was.
Oh, man. God. Well, your mom was a real, real sweet lady, and it sounds like she raised a good old boy. You got good taste in radio shows, at least.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She pounded that show in my head ever since I was a younger child, a little child.
Wow. Well, listen, man, somehow, some way, try to have you a good Thanksgiving, okay?
I will. Thank you. Y'all
all right.
Too.
All right. See you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
God, man, oh, man. Yeah. I instantly saw her face.
Absolutely, man.
Oh, man.
Hear the voice and see the face for that one.
Sweet lady.
The people on Crazy Beat.
Oh, man. She said bitch the right way, too, you know? Mm-hmm. Crazy beat. Yeah. She didn't say it with, like, anger or, you know, talking down to you. But crazy bitch. Oh, man.
Just fun people. She was just a fun woman.
That's a bummer. I mean, not that I hate that you called, but that's, oh, man, oh, man.
No, I mean, I'm happy we know that now.
Yes. Yes.
Now, if she could trade places, I got like a list of people.
No kidding. Molly Bone. Let's go up to Boone, North Carolina. And talk to P1 Four String Villain. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. It's a bit chilly, but I'll get over it.
And Fatboy's wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
I know.
He's in Boone. Like, you're up in the hills where it's real. You're up in the high country, they call it.
That's true.
Yeah. It's beautiful up here, but man.
29 degrees up there.
Chilly Willy. What's on your mind today, villain?
Well, I work for a predominant delivery company.
Predominant?
Delivering the Purple Promise.
Yeah, okay.
Well, FedEx. And this next 5 weeks are our real busy season.
Yeah.
And I just want to remind everybody listening that we're all trying our hardest and to cut us a little slack and remember that some of those Christmas presents you guys order, there's a picture of it on the side of the box. So please don't get mad at us if we ruin your Christmas present.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, it is true.
Yeah, man, that happened to you, huh? Or in previous years?
Quite a few times.
God.
Quite a few.
Let me ask you this.
Out over it.
This is something I've wondered about. What is the deal with Amazon and the post office? Because they're losing their ass on that. How is this working on Sunday that they're delivering stuff with Prime? And how?
Amazon's actually opening their own delivery service. It's in the bigger cities. Not up here, though. Okay. Not yet.
Okay. But still, though, like, who's the arrangement with? I mean, Trump didn't sign off on it, obviously. He doesn't like it. And I'm not looking at it from a political standpoint. It doesn't make sense to me that you can make somebody, you're paying them extra on Sundays to deliver it, and it only cost $1.38. But if I wanted to deliver it and get it there on Sunday, it cost me $38. I get volume purchases, but golly.
Yeah, I don't understand all the free shipping either. I don't know how
shipping
I'm getting paid, but I like it.
Yeah, no kidding. Roll with it, bro. Roll with it. Well, listen, stay warm and have you the most blessed Thanksgiving ever, all right?
Thank you, sir. You too.
All right,
don't break my TV when I buy it.
All right, see you, brother. Might not be a TV. That's what you should do is ship it in boxes that have other things on the on the outside, and it'd be something totally different on the inside. There you go.
Can't believe people get mad at them if they order something with a picture on the box. How are you going to get mad at the delivery for not wrapping the present for you?
I know. But you cracked my fleshlight.
Can't help it.
Okay. Well, what a great segue that was, because I say we go ahead before Gay Timmy gets here and dyes Nine's hair blonde for Pigskin Picks and Punishment that... We go ahead and do the drawing of names.
Okay.
And I am I'm pleased to tell you that I've already drawn Fatboy's name. How did I do on it?
Oh, it looks good.
I drew that nicely, didn't I?
It's like a marshmallow.
Looks like it should be spray painted on the underpass.
It looks funny.
No, for real, though. We're going to draw our names next, and I brought in some baked goods that we can eat while we do it, just like you do it on Thursday evening afternoon.
Well, quit bogarting them.
All right, well, let's do it. Coming up next, the drawing of names right after this.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Oh, it's that time. It's that time. What time is it? It's 7:33 right now. Good morning, everybody. It is Thanksgiving Eve. And since tomorrow, we will not be together because we'll be giving thanks elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It is now time to draw Christmas names.
Yay!
Yes.
All right, holiday names.
And this year, I'm fine to buy for anybody.
Somebody had a good year.
No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, I won't be disgruntled with getting any of you.
I beg your pardon?
Bacon soda?
Oh, man. All right. Got a basket.
A tisk and a task. I thought we'd go full on, like, in the moment. Like, go ahead and prepare as though we're on television, as we will be coming February when we get the TV studio set up.
Oh, yeah.
So I have this set up. Also, hold on, let me roll over and get it. Oh, God.
Yeah, what you keep talking about.
How about robo chairs in the new studio?
I know, right? Things that actually like roll.
The Alibaba tracking meters. I have prepared homemade pecan pie. Pecan.
Oh, that looks
good. Pecan pie. What do you mean, pecan?
I guess you can have mine.
You don't like pecan pie?
I hate it.
What, wow. What the hell's wrong with you?
It's one of the worst desserts ever.
Are What's wrong with Southern? It? Why do you not like it? What's wrong with you?
Taking your
you
name
like
out
it?
Of the basket.
Please do. Take it out.
Yeah. You couldn't bring banana pudding or zebra cake rolls?
Oh, my gosh. That's not a dessert.
Well, guess what? We'll just cut this pie into threes then.
I love it.
A bigger slice.
Carrot syrup? Mmm.
I have... And I didn't have I forgot the big knife, so I went downstairs, and all I could find was a pizza roller. So we're going to cut the pie with a pizza roller.
That's good.
Yeah. Hey, you not like pecan pie? Pecan pie. I say pecan for that, yeah. But pecans when I'm talking about just the nuts.
What do you dislike about it?
Just pecans in general.
Why? They're
they
delicious.
They got no taste.
They have a lot of flavor. They're delicious.
You got
a
crack.
Better would be cashew pie. Nobody ever makes that.
Oh, yeah.
As far as nuts go, pecans are like... top of the list.
They're great.
The worst nuts ever.
Oh, man.
All right.
Well, I saw I it.
They are certified terrible
worse.
Nuts.
I have seen worse, sir.
Awful.
Well, don't have any.
I might anyway because I have a problem.
I appreciate your honesty, though.
Somebody's negative Southern mama.
No, I'm the same way. Like when I get presents, I can't pretend I like. So I'm very poor at acting when it comes to like. I'm like, oh, okay.
But it can't just be that I don't like it. Fatboy can't say, man, I just don't like it. It has to be, no, it's the worst thing in the world. Mm-hmm. It's the worst dessert. That's like somebody's negative Southern mama.
That's like the rest of the kids during the Easter egg hunt when the other kid gets the prize egg and they slam the basket down.
Oh God!
There's nothing left.
It's not rhubarb. Shut up. It's good pie.
I was excited. The only thing worse would have been key lime, so at least it wasn't that.
Oh, that's so
I like
good.
Key lime pie, too, but that would we're off season. Okay.
What so, does he know?
So feel free to cut into the pie and enjoy it. It's obviously, you can tell it's a fresh one, but it's real good.
It ain't the same one I saw the other day?
It was day before yesterday?
Okay. It was.
Who's the real dick?
Look, I don't have a problem with it. It's just, you know, like I love pecan pie. If you buy one store-bought, that thing's been sitting there for 5 days anyway. You know what I mean?
We'll just cut it in half, Paige.
Right.
Hey, I'm eating my third.
I'm not picky. I like leftover pie. I'm just good.
I'll eat that whole thing.
I know.
What's your favorite kind of pie, Paige?
Moon?
No, I think... I like coconut. Coconut cream.
Coconut pie?
Coconut cream pie.
Oh, it's coconut cream pie.
It's good pie.
Yeah. Fat boy, favorite pie?
I like the Krispy Kreme apple ones. Cherry, too. Those got a good McDonald's strawberry and cream pie.
You got to have a fried pie for
Fatboy. That's the perfect answer. Jimmy, do you have a favorite pie?
Man, I don't know. I like a lot of pies. Key lime's doing, a good one if it's good.
It is good.
Doing topical morning radio right now.
Yeah.
What's your favorite pie? Text in right now.
Cherry, baby.
Banana cream pie is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big fan of Boston cream pie.
Yeah.
That's good.
No. What?
Mainly the accent, though.
Oh, I see.
Mainly, the only ones I don't like are opposite of Paige. I hate coconut.
It's coconut cream.
I like pretty much anything but coconut.
Yeah, I like a peach pie. I like a mixed berry pie is delightful.
A good apple pie is always good.
That guy's grandpa don't.
No.
All right. So how do we decide who draws first? Does it matter? Does anybody give a blank?
I want to go last.
Fat Boy will go last.
That means he doesn't get to draw at all.
All right.
There's only one name left.
That means you get to hand me what's left. I don't have to do anything but reach out a few inches.
Let's all right. Just go around the room. Just pass it around like the basket.
All right.
Yeah. Does that mean I go first?
Go first, Jim.
Okay.
With the first pick of the 2018 Christmas name draft. Oh, yeah. That's the other question.
Does it go to Paige or Matt next?
It goes to Paige.
Okay.
Then it would go to me. Does it? Do we reveal now who we got, or will it be a Christmas mystery? And then you come in morning of. That's more. I think that's more fun.
I might have an issue. I got to look. It depends on who I get.
Well, how? What does that mean?
I don't want to get 9 again. And I will not get 9 again. Because let me tell you, last year, I bought him a shirt. And I'm like, you know what? It's a good deal. I'll buy 2. For whatever damn reason, I said, I'm going to buy 3. And how many of them does he wear? That sure as hell wasn't the shirt I bought.
That shirt is hell.
There's a video of me crawling on the bathroom floor wearing that AC/DC shirt, and I wear that Mike Tyson shirt a good bit, and I've worn the Bob Ross shirt a couple times.
I saw you in the Tyson shirt maybe twice.
You're like my mama with Grace.
You worse, than somebody's old Southern mama.
Grace, I bought you a jacket last year. I ain't seen it once.
I want them back. I can't even wear them, but it's the principle.
You're going to sew 2 of them together and wear it?
I'll find somebody his size that would appreciate them.
Oh, my goodness.
Somebody his size that would appreciate them. All right.
This is bad.
Fat Boy, I'll give you the last name as.
No, I hope he gets me.
All right. So right? We're not going to say whose name we got because I think that adds more mystery to it.
Oh, you don't want to say?
You're going to piss everybody off.
You know, the P1s want to know, though. Especially now that there's so much heat.
I have to switch.
Why? Did you get your own name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who you want to switch with?
Unless I go buy myself something really awesome.
Who has redraw?
I don't want to give mine up. I'm very pleased with who I got.
You keep yours then.
It's not my name.
Okay.
I got mine too.
You got your own name?
Yep.
All right, switch with Paige. Now, wait a minute. Now we know who y'all got.
No, you don't. I'll rearrange it on the podcast.
No, I know. I'll remember.
Fat Boy's a lying dick too. You didn't get your own name.
What does it say?
I have no idea who.
What does it say? What's the name say?
Well, then I'm giving it away.
Well, we could probably have to at this point.
What does it say?
No, she got my name. It says sexy.
No, I should have pointed that out earlier. When I was writing the names down, I wrote Fat Boy, Paige, Jimmy, and then I wrote sexy for me.
How many sexies are there?
So you got my name, Paige. Okay. Okay.
Well, I had to be
I figured
careful.
I didn't need that. I didn't think that needed to be explained.
I didn't want to call somebody by
I'm
the
wearing
wrong
glasses.
Thing.
It needs a lot of explaining.
Nowadays, you can't call someone that. And, you know.
Well, if it said gassy, you would have known who I was talking about, huh?
Yeah.
This is easy.
That's why I went out in the hallway a while ago because I'm nice. I went out there and lit it up.
You went out in the hallway the third time.
Dude, it was so loud, Stone Man hollered hello to me.
After sports, I walked back in here, it still stunk a little.
Oh,
I apologize. I don't know. That's what happens. You eat turkey three meals in a row.
Hey, the turkey's fault. Don't blame that bird.
All right, it's kind of revealed now.
Should we just put them all back and draw again?
I mean, it don't matter to me if you want to redraw or not.
All right, let's redraw.
You're happy with yours and I'm happy with mine. So why we got to redraw?
But we know who they have now.
I don't think it matters. We're all, like, grown.
Okay.
I mean, if you're happy with yours and I'm happy with mine. And plus, it's easy.
Obvious.
It's easy
it's
to figure out
obvious.
What you. I know who Matt got. I know who I got. And I know who Paige and Fatboy
there's
got.
A mystery.
Now, okay. A lot of people listed might not have cracked the code yet, but
Jenny has. She's already snapped it.
And if you're paying very close attention, you know who we all got. Even we don't say it. But there's only 4 of us in here, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. So we'll reveal them now?
Yeah, if you want to.
All right. 9, you chose first.
I did.
And you got?
I did. I got somebody who's going to wish he hadn't said what he said. Somebody who talked mad trash to me right before I pulled his name out. Fat Bo.
We got to redraw now.
No, we don't.
Because it's going to be a gag.
It's going to be on and on.
It won't even be a real gift.
You like to be gagged, I heard.
We're talking man trash.
It would be like a bag of his dog crap with a bow on it.
It's perfect karma, man, that you're going to talk all that mess, then I'm going to draw your name.
You don't use them.
Paige with the second pick, God. And then a switcheroo you now have.
I use them to wash my car.
I have sexy, and now I know who sexy is.
Sexy's me.
Okay.
Paige has me.
Yeah, I didn't know. You know, I didn't want to assume that it was anybody, because you don't want to do that.
I'm going to ask you
a bag of self-esteem, Paige.
I'm going to ask him before you do.
I'm not going to.
What's that shirt you wear?
What size shirt who wears?
You, because that's what she's going to ask you.
XL. I'll be honest. There's some cuts where I need a double X in shoulder width.
Yeah, if you go to the mall, it might be a 2X.
I'm serious. It's so weird how men's shirts.
Are you saying that you want me to get you a shirt? Is that what you're implying?
No, I need pants. 36, 30s, please.
Oh, okay.
36, seriously. 36. It's a shoot. I'm shocked myself, really. It's like 8th grade all over again.
36, 30.
I went with the, I don't want pants. My pick, I got Electric Jimmy.
Of course.
What is that in a chorus? What does that mean? The probability of me not getting him is not there. Like,
you get him stuff all the time anyway.
What?
He would have got the best gift even if you didn't draw his name. So
he
what's the matter?
He rides home from work because I can't drive. I except for yesterday. It cost me $26.
I mean, anybody else?
Talk the whole way home.
Yeah.
Enjoy your $100 gift card to, you know, wherever.
I felt bad I had somewhere to be till I got there.
Paige, I'll take an Uber gift card.
Okay.
Hey, fat boy. You obviously chose.
What do you write down? What you want?
You should offer to take Matt home. So he'd give you a Christmas present then, Fatbo.
No, because I didn't meet him when I was 14, and we didn't go to wrestling. And
well, you could
have. We didn't have an old show together.
He was hanging out at the wrong rest areas.
He knows me when I'm fat now, but not fat then.
My goodness. This is a rough room. I'm afraid to go shopping now.
So on
the best.
I know.
Our last show before Christmas, December 23rd, I think it's going to be. Paige,
you
bring in baked goods that day for the opening of presents, and I brought them in for the drawing of names. So
what would you like? Just give me
pants.
Not a pecan pie.
Pecan pie pants is what I want.
Okay.
All right. We'll take a little break. Paige will pull herself together and do some headlines. The best of the best right after this. Morning, everybody.
Just tickle your keypad at 72.341. You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Oh, you ready for some headlines?
I love headlines.
All right. Well,
can I be honest and tell you I really love headlines?
I'm sorry, I really do. Pecan pie.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. I'm glad you love something.
I do.
It makes me feel good.
Thanks.
All right. Well, Creed 2 comes out today.
So, Scott Stapp in this one?
Oh, no. But wouldn't that be great if he really made an honest comeback with that
band? You know, I'm really shocked. I was making a joke. Creed, obviously Apollo Creed Jr., the movie and everything. But couldn't you at least give Creed a song on the soundtrack?
Right?
I want people to go see the movie, though.
Oh.
I know. Whatever happened. I digress. All right. Well, Creed 2 comes out today. And even though Rocky Balboa isn't fighting, we have a list of some of his foes. We've got a list of the...
Some of his foes?
Yeah. We've got his opponents ranked. You know, the people that he fought and or, you know, in the ring or on the street.
Drago, he fought, go ahead.
All right, so we'll begin with Tommy Gunn from Rocky V.
He's dead in real life.
Yeah.
I met him. When he had AIDS. So, there.
Is that autograph worth more or less?
I didn't get his autograph. I just took a picture with him. He was wearing a shirt that said Lord's Gym, and it looked like Gold's Gym, but it was Jesus bench pressing a cross, and I always thought that was weird. But yeah, I met him.
You did?
Yeah, nice guy, Tommy Morrison. But Tommy Gunn, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Which Rocky was he in? 4? 5?
Rocky 5.
Make it work.
The one that really sucked.
The heavyweight champ. He lost to an over-the-hill Rocky Balboa in a street fight.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. As you remember. Mason the Line Dixon from Rocky Balboa.
I don't even remember that. Mason the Line Dixon?
That was probably the Rocky movie you never saw, Rocky Balboa.
Who named him? Ole Anderson?
A punch-drunk Sylvester Stallone.
We'll call him Pretty Paul Roma.
Another heavyweight champ who fought an older Rocky. He went 15 rounds.
Jesus. You didn't even watch it then.
Rocky always went 15 rounds, man.
So here's the big one at number 4. Ivan Drago.
All right.
At number 4?
Mm-hmm. This is where I'm going to take issue, because Drago was one of the greatest Rocky opponents of all time.
Yeah.
Out of Rocky 4.
Mm-hmm.
So.
God, what is just a scary dude in general he is.
Yeah.
Drago?
Old Dolph.
Yeah. He did a good job doing overnight security for us the other night.
Really did. Wasn't nobody going to mess with him.
The 28-hour show.
Right, who's ahead of Drago here?
All right, so at number 3, Thunder Lips.
Drago would have killed Thunder Lips.
Hogan.
Yes, uh-huh. From Rocky 3.
Drago would have just massacred Thunder Lips in a boxing ring.
That's his ex-wife's nickname now, I understand.
Oh, Lord. All right, yours. So we're at the top 2.
It wasn't even a boxing match. It was an exhibition.
Second place, Clubber Lang.
Clubber Lang was pretty bad. He was like Mike Tyson before Rocky Mike Tyson III. Was Mike Tyson.
Not even. And you know, I don't even have to tell you the obvious at number one.
Yeah, you did. It is obvious. Himself.
Okay.
He couldn't get out of his own way.
Rocky?
Yeah.
Well, he overcame every adversity to be champion over and over again.
Well, of course.
Couldn't keep him down.
I wonder if there's any fan fiction about Rocky, the way there are all these other Probably. Franchises and stuff. Anyway, the number... Who's left? Creed, I guess. Apollo Creed.
Yes.
But how is Creed going to be number one?
Say it.
Drago killed Creed in a boxing match, so how is Drago not better if he, like...
Without
they
Drago.
Fought and Creed died as a result of the fight. He died in the ring because Drago was that badass.
And Apollo Jr. probably wouldn't have went into the world of boxing had his dad not been killed in the boxing ring. So without Drago, there's not even this whole reboot.
Drago might be the greatest because, well, Rocky IV soundtrack alone.
Drago's number one.
I think so. If you killed number one in a boxing match, then you're obviously better than number one.
It's the way it works in the AP poll.
All right. Well, you know what? We'll post it, and people can argue amongst themselves on which one should be number one. Apollo Creed is the one on this list that people think that should be number one.
Is it obviously he doesn't care. He's just cashing the checks. But is it embarrassing to the Rocky franchise for them to go this route with it?
What, the Creed movies?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just something to continue. It's not as embarrassing as having Stallone still play Rocky again and again.
Oh, gosh.
They were good. I mean, the first one was good. It was a little long, but a good movie.
The second
one
was pretty good.
You seen it already?
No, I didn't see. I thought you were talking about Rocky.
No, the first Creed.
Oh, okay. I didn't watch that.
I never seen any of the Rockies. I saw Creed.
God. And you don't like pecan pie.
I don't like boxing movies, really. I don't know why I watched it. I'm only watching this one because Dolph's in it.
Well, if you watch like Raging Bull, that's kind of boring to me.
Dolph Ziggler's in this?
For Raging Bull.
Lundgren.
Oh.
But I love some Rocky movies.
Of course. He's kind of an American hero, don't you think? Overcoming obstacles and
living in America.
Yeah,
oh, that was a great song.
You know, and running up the steps and finally making it and being the champion.
I understand. James Brown went home and did a little boxing after that performance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, James, that's the song Creed came out to when Drago killed him.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
While he wore the Uncle Sam outfit and the red, white, and blue trunks.
God bless.
I know.
Redo that movie. Put Putin's face on Drago, put Trump on on Rocky.
Oh, my gosh.
Do that, jib-jabber.
They'd kind of be flip-flop, though, because Trump's like 6'3" and Putin's like 5'6".
Oh, whatever.
It kind of look like, you know, Rocky and Drago flip-flopped.
Is he really that small? I didn't know.
He's a little man.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay. He looks bigger on a horse.
He is adequate size.
All right, then. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you, Paige. Thank you so much. I wonder who Lana would pull for in that.
Ooh.
I don't know.
It's tough.
The Burning Heart by Survivor might be the greatest song of all time, as far as like 80s cheese rock inspirational sports montage songs go.
How's that go?
It's the one from Rocky IV. You know it.
Oh, but how's that mean?
Heart. It's the Burning Heart. Just about to.
Oh, yeah.
Burst.
That's a good song.
Oh, yeah.
Makes you feel, you know.
That's when they used to do songs for soundtracks instead of just taking songs and putting together a compilation album.
The quest for answers, the unquenchable thirst.
Uh-huh. You sing it.
They made me want to go fight someone.
In the darkest night.
Yeah.
Rising like a spire.
You might be ready for a boy band.
I love that
After
song.
That hair.
That's a great tune.
Have you spoke with G. Timmy today, Jimmy?
Yeah, he was leaving his house in a minute. Or probably by now he did.
By now he's left?
He should have left 9 minutes ago.
Okay. I don't know where he lives.
I do.
About 5-10 minutes from here.
He'll be here.
Okay, so he should.
He should be here by the time we come back.
9 lost pigskin picks, therefore his punishment will be paid today. He will get blonde highlights in his hair. And he's going to wear it, he told me, throughout the process. He's not going to go run out and shave his head tomorrow.
Not going to go see Mr. Carver?
No. I told Josh Carver, do not touch his hair, please. And Josh Carver? All right, let's get a break. We'll be back right after this.
Josh Carver.
Done.
Rise Guys all morning. And Clemson Tigers football every Saturday.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.